Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center on the other side of the glass, and in the studio, movie Mike McGranahan is here, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate, author, and prolific tweeter. His website's aisleseat.com, and his appearance is always sponsored by the Campus Theater, campustheater.org. Let's start out directly with the we haven't seen a Marvel movie in a long time, so fortunately, Doctor Strange of the Multiverse of Madness review is here. Good morning, sir, first of all.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. All right, Doctor Strange, please.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness finds Benedict Cumberbatch returning as the magical Marvel superhero. This time, he has to take on former teammate Scarlet Witch, played by Elizabeth Olsen. She's become power-hungry after falling under the spell of an evil book. The key to defeating her is to travel through the multiverse, visiting other versions of himself in other dimensions, to locate another book that will destroy the first book. There's so many books in this movie that I'm assuming it was written by a librarian. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness was directed by Sam Raimi, the genius behind the Evil Dead series. He brings his signature style to the story, making it Marvel's first semi-horror movie. There are a bunch of scary-looking demons that keep popping up, along with some surprisingly gruesome deaths. I really like the horror element here because it gives this MCU installment a feel of its own. Of course, there are also great action scenes, moments of humor, and a couple cameos designed to make audiences lose their minds. Cumberbatch and Olsen give strong performances, too. Thanks to the stars and Sam Raimi's scary visuals, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness fits squarely into the Marvel Cinematic Universe without feeling like a retread of what's already been done. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 mirror dimensions.
All right. 3.5 mirror dimensions?
Yes, that's a Doctor Strange thing. If you've seen the first movie, he has to go into the mirror dimension where the city kind of folds in on itself and reflects itself. So
Okay, that's right. Something
from Doctor Strange lore.
Okay, well, I saw the trailer for this film. Didn't we just do Mobius? Wasn't that just last week or the week before?
Yeah, Morbius was recently. Morbius. I mean, that was more about a vampire and That's also Marvel. Yeah, it's not an official MCU movie, though.
Okay.
This whole thing gets confusing because different studios own the rights to certain characters, and it just gets very complex. But that movie was not very good at all. This one I really like. This is actually one of my favorite Marvel movies because it does have the horror element. And I've been feeling a little bit Marveled out lately. We get like three of these movies a year.
I agree.
And they're all, because they're part of a cinematic universe, they're all designed to essentially feel the same, with maybe, you know, little variations. They're kind of structured the same and tell the same kinds of stories. But by going for the horror aspect, this one really gets set apart. It's different. It takes risks. Sam Raimi brings his very distinct horror style to the film, which is unlike anything else we've seen in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So I really enjoyed it on that level. I felt interested in a Marvel movie again, and it's been a couple years. I did like the Spider-Man movie, but I didn't love it. I didn't care for Shang-Chi or Eternal. So this is the first time in a couple of years that I've really been enthusiastic about a Marvel movie.
Well, you sometimes knock them down a peg because they spend a lot of the time working on the sequel or just describing, well, in the multiverse, you can't have chickens because they can't cross the road, so therefore there's no chickens. You know, it's always telling this story, this intricate, you know, sort of novelette that's associated with the film.
Mm-hmm.
This movie does not do that.
Well, it does, but even there's a twist. I won't give anything away for people who haven't seen it yet, but I would say, you know, maybe about an hour into the film, there's a section that's clearly designed to bring in cameos from other Marvel characters, and a very big actor reveals that he's playing a Marvel character that is beloved. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, you know, this is going to stop the movie cold. And then what the film does with that is really macabre and gutsy and kind of wonderfully demented. So I think even there, in terms of having to do what I call the Marvel business, they found a way to put a horror spin on it and to do something different from what we have grown to expect.
All right, so when you say there is a cameo, you're not talking about Charlize Theron makes an appearance and does something in the movie. You're talking about...
There's another, an actor. Yeah, I don't want to give anything away because I know people really enjoy not having these things spoiled. But yeah, a very famous Marvel character appears, played by an extremely well-known and popular actor, and that's all I'll say.
Okay, well, that'll be fine. Probably by the time folks... now, is that in the trailer? That
particular? No.
Okay, yeah, I didn't recall seeing anything
No, they're
like
trying
that.
To keep the cameos secret.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that'll stay that way with us. All right, super. Okay, so Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, 3.5 of those...
Mirror dimensions.
That's right, okay. Of course. Silly me. Anything else to say about that? Benedict Cumberbatch, this is his element. He looks fantastic in the film.
He's good, and I actually want to go see it a second time in 3D, because I have a feeling this might be one of those movies that really benefits from it visually.
So you go to Harrisburg for that, or you'll be able to see it at the AMC?
It's at our AMC in 2D and 3D. I went for 2D because I wanted to see it on the biggest screen possible, but for my second time, I'll probably see it in 3D.
Tell us next week how you make out with that. Sonic Hedgehog is out today, or was that out earlier?
It's been out for a few weeks. For various boring reasons, I didn't get a chance to see it until this week, but I enjoyed that one, too. You know, I liked the first Sonic movie. I thought it was kind of silly fun. Feel a second way about this one. Some good action scenes, good special effects. Jim Carrey is hilarious as the villain, Dr. Eggman. And what I really like about the Sonic movies is that Ben Schwartz, the actor who voices Sonic, gives him a real personality. He's funny. And a lot of voice actors, a lot of these stars, they come in and they just loan their voices. They just read the dialogue. And I'm not saying that they don't try, but, you know, they're kind of playing themselves. Ben Schwartz actually creates a character with his voice. And it matches really well with the animation. And I think that makes these movies special. So 3 stars for Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Obviously not great art, but a really fun family movie.
And if we can dwell on that for just a moment, how do they do that then? They make the animation and then the actor is in a quiet studio voicing the character's movements and words.
Mm-hmm.
But if he ad-libs or something, he won't be in sync with the character anymore. How do they work that then? They go back and rework the character?
They can change animation a little bit more simply because it's all in the computer. So, you know, if they want to add something or take something out, they can just kind of fiddle around with that. And in fact, the first Sonic movie, they had to completely change it. When the trailer for the first one dropped, video game fans were upset that Sonic's teeth didn't look the same way that they do in the video game. So Paramount delayed the movie, spent a couple $1 million more to go and fix this CGI hedgehog's teeth to please the fans. So there's a little bit of that flexibility there with animation.
All right. Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that. But I think you're going to give us a full review of that next week. Is a draft plan anyway at this stage?
Actually, next week I'm scheduled to see Firestarter.
Oh, okay. Well,
this week, so maybe that one, depending on how that goes.
Well, and all of this is at aisleseat.com. If you have a review, that's where you can find it if it's out. And Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is in theaters. Any other location at the moment?
No, only in theaters, but it's in a lot of the theaters because this movie's probably going to make at least $200 million this weekend. They have it in multiple auditoriums, showtimes all weekend long.
Okay. Let's see. What else? Entertainment news. Dave Chappelle attacked with this individual that got back security with a fake gun or a knife or something?
Yeah, this was shocking. On the heels of the Chris Rock, Will Smith incident at the Oscars, Dave Chappelle was performing at the Hollywood Bowl as part of a Netflix event, and somewhere in the middle of his set or towards the end, a guy ran up onto the stage and tackled him, and it turned out he was chased down by security and apparently roughed up a little bit, but he had a device on him. It looks like a gun, but you pull the trigger and a blade pops out. So there's some speculation he actually really wanted to hurt Dave Chappelle. It could have been a real tragedy. Thank goodness Chappelle was okay. He did joke it off, but kind of scary there. A lot of comedians in the wake of the Chris Rock, Will Smith thing are afraid of what's going to happen getting up on stage. What if I tell a joke somebody doesn't like? Are they going to hurt me? And now this has happened a month or 6 weeks later. So comedians a little nervous right now.
What if I say to you that these are just two very bizarrely isolated, unrelated, no combination incidents. Do you buy that?
I would agree with you at this point, yeah. But we'll see whether or not it continues to happen.
Okay. All right. So we'll look for that. So, but Dave Chappelle's okay.
He's okay.
I saw a picture of the knife on AP. I mean,
scary looking.
Yeah, it does. It certainly looks like a legitimate knife, or legitimately dangerous. There we go. Fast and Furious problems on the set. What could possibly go wrong? You go fast and crash and.
Well, several days into production, the film's director, Justin Lin, who has directed several of the installments, abruptly quit, and rumor is it was because of Vin Diesel. Apparently, these two have been clashing. It's said that Vin Diesel shows up late, is out of shape, doesn't know his lines, and apparently Justin Lin got fed up with it, and he decided to walk. And he's walking away from a very big payday in leaving one of these movies, so that tells you how unhappy he was. So they have had to scramble to try to find somebody else to direct the 10th Fast and Furious, which is not a position any big-budget, expensive blockbuster wants to find itself in.
Okay, so hopefully they'll pull that together. We have to have more of these films one way or another, so let Vin Diesel get involved and actually show up and help out, and maybe he can direct it. Dan Aykroyd's marriage falling apart? I think of him as being married to...
He's married to the actress Donna Dixon.
For decades?
39 years they've been married. They met on the set of the comedy Dr. Detroit, a movie I love, and appeared in other movies together, like Spies Like Us, another movie I love. And this was kind of shocking. Hollywood marriages end all the time, but after 39 years, this one kind of came as a surprise. They are going to remain legally married. They're just separated right now. He says that they're going to remain friends and business partners, and that there's no animosity between them. But yeah, kind of a shocker. After 39 years of marriage, Dan Aykroyd and Donna Dixon are going their separate ways.
Okay. Anything else pop up lately? Anything super new? Anything else happening?
Just that we're on the cusp of the summer movie season, even though it's not quite summer yet. Doctor Strange heralds the arrival of that time, and lots of big movies for the next 3 or 4 months.
All right, fabulous. Thank you so much, Movie Mike. We'll see you at the movies. Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate as well, and of course his appearance always sponsored by the Campus Theater, campustheater.org.